Regarding the importance of reciting the verse of the throne before going to sleep, the Hadith tells us, "The Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, appointed me, Abu Huraira, as a custodian of the charity given at the end of Ramadan before the festival of Eid. During the night, an intruder entered and tried to steal from the charity. I caught hold of him and said, 'I will take you to the Messenger of Allah.' But he pleaded, saying, 'I am in need. I have a large family and we are in great need.' So I let him go. The next morning, the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, asked me, 'Abu Huraira, what did you do with your captive last night?' I answered, 'O Messenger of Allah, he pleaded, telling me of his great need for himself and his family, so I took pity on him and let him go.' The Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, said, 'He lied to you. He will return.' Therefore, I knew that he would return, as the Messenger of Allah had said so, so I kept watch for him. The thief returned again and started to steal from the charity once more. I said to him, 'I shall take you to the Messenger of Allah.' But again he pleaded, 'I am in need. I have a large family and we are in great need. Let me go and I will not return.' So again I took pity on him and let him go. The next morning, the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, said to me, 'Abu Huraira, what happened with your captive last night?' I replied, 'O Messenger of Allah, he pleaded with me and told me of the great need of himself and his family, so I took pity on him and let him go.' The Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, said, 'He lied to you. He will return.' So I watched for him a third time. Once again, he returned and tried to steal from the charity. I caught him and said, 'I shall take you to the Messenger of Allah. This is the third and final time. You promised that you would not return, yet you came back.' He pleaded once more with me, saying, 'Let me go, and I will tell you some words which will be beneficial for you before Allah.' I asked him, 'What are they?' He answered, 'When you go to bed, recite the verse of the throne chapter 2, verse 255, because it will be your guardian with Allah, and Satan is unable to approach you until the morning.' So I let him go. The next morning, the Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, asked me, 'What did you do with your captive last night?' I answered, 'O Messenger of Allah, he said that he would tell me some words which would be beneficial to me before Allah. So I let him go. He asked, 'What are those words? I answered, he told me that when I go to bed, to recite the verse of the throne from the beginning to the end. He told me that this would be my guardian with Allah, and that Satan would be unable to approach me until the morning.' The Messenger of Allah said, 'This time he told you the truth, but he is a liar. Abu Huraira, do you know with whom you spoke these last three nights?' I answered, 'No.' The Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, answered, 'It was Satan.'